From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In New Orleans, five high-ranking police officers have been fired for falsifying crime statistics. Police say an internal investigation revealed the officers were changing the descriptions of crimes to keep violent crime statistics lower. Law enforcement critics say that in many cities, public pressure to reduce crime can lead to phony statistics. Susan Rosgen has more from member station WWNO.
Last year around Christmas, Eric Fraze was involved in what the New Orleans Police Department called a miscellaneous incident. Fraze was a few steps from his home when four people attacked him, demanded his money, beat him up, and slashed him across the face.
You know, we went to fighting a little bit, but they got the best of me. That was when my mom, she called 911 and it brought me to the hospital.
Today, an inch-long scar is a reminder of a crime that was not a crime. At least not according to higher-ups in the police department's first district, which includes several neighborhoods not far from the French Quarter. Although the patrolman who wrote the report called it an aggravated assault, a first district sergeant forced him to change it to a miscellaneous incident, and a violent crime was wiped clean. Police spokesman Captain Marlon DeFillo says an internal investigation has revealed a deliberate effort to disguise the truth.
It was clear that there was a systematic process in place from the commander down to downgrade reports, and we believe we have a, not only moral but legal obligation to the public to go back and to reassess those cases.
The investigation found that in the last year and a half in that one district, 42%, nearly half of all serious crimes, were classified as minor offenses and never fully investigated. That led the police chief to fire the five officers, including the district commander. But Rafael Goyeneche, head of a civilian watchdog group that monitored the investigation, says the department encouraged a bad practice by creating competition among the districts to see who could cut crime the most.
They were blinded by their zeal to win this crime reduction award.
10 years ago, New Orleans was the murder capital of the nation, and the police department has been under intense pressure since then to make the city safer. Districts that showed improvement in crime statistics got awards that could lead to bonuses and promotions, while districts that didn't faced cutbacks and firings. This week, the award system was abolished, but Goyeneche says police departments across the country face the same temptation to sanitize the stats.
Each city is trying to lure conventions and business here, and they're saying that their city's safer than the next city and so forth.
In fact, in recent years, police departments in several cities, including New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta, have been accused of inaccurate crime reporting. But the FBI, which collects the crime reports, doesn't check their accuracy and says there's no penalty for police departments that turn in false reports. In New Orleans, the police chief has appointed a new first district commander and is trying to restore public trust. But every time Eric Fraze looks in a mirror, he's reminded of that miscellaneous incident by a scar that won't heal.
I don't have no faith in no officer, no cops, no nothing. I don't believe in no policeman.
His case is one of more than 250 the department promises to reopen. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen.